Hi there, Rabbi. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. Thank you for asking.
I see you brought your pride along.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And that leads us into yet another episode of the Seven Deadly Sins. Pride. Now, pride is easy to define as a vice, as something that's wrong, but there's also positive things to be proud of yourself. Proud like a lion, things like that. What is it about pride that we should look at and avoid?
You know, I think we want to use the Greek word hubris because hubris means excessive human pride. The problem is with our language. There's the word to be proud. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be Jewish. There's lots of things I'm proud of. And it's not bad. In fact, it's just the opposite because when we take pride in something, we're careful. You know, we, each one of us, is an accidental ambassador for something, for our country, for our high school, our elementary school, our political party. We all represent something. And if we take pride in it, then we might be more careful in how we present, which is why the Greek concept of hubris, we need to qualify pride. And when it gets excessive, and my pride leads me to hurt other people, to take advantage to other people, of other people, to think that I'm better than everybody else, to think that they're lower than I am, or they're lower human beings because of their religion, because of their sexual orientation, or because of choices they made, or because they don't earn as much money, or they earn more money. That is the danger. So I think when we talk about pride as one of the seven deadly sins, we have to use the word hubris, excessive human pride, not just to be proud of what one does, one's religion, because I really believe that if we are proud, we want to do a nice presentation. If you're a Marine, you're an accidental ambassador for the Marines. How do you want other people to think of the Marines or the Coast Guard or the Navy or the Air Force? You represent those organizations and you take pride in your service. Therefore, you want other people to see the best in it. But hubris, that's the sin, Joe. That's when it becomes excessive. When I use it for personal gain, to make money, to get something out of other people, that's where the sin lies.
Well, not only making money, but sometimes pride can lead you with the best of intentions in the wrong direction. For example, if you are so self-confident and proud of your abilities that you ignore other people's advice and expect them to follow yours, even if you are a Marine, which I have all the respect in the world for the Marine Corps, but I've known a Marine or two who went down the wrong road despite my warnings to the contrary. And the only reason they did it is because they were sure that they were right.
Well, just remember the unofficial motto of the Marines. There's only two ways to do things, the wrong way and the Marine way. And that's good in certain situations, but that's where hubris comes in. That's where we have to have a filter of some kind so it doesn't become excessive. Look at politicians who, best intentions, they were really good people, had good policy, and then they cross the line and we watch their fall. We watch them becoming corrupt. When they started out really being a good president, really being a good senator, really being a good representative. And as they got more power, as more people respected them and looked up to them, they crossed the line. Rather than being proud of the office, it became excessive human pride and led to their downfall and often hurts the rest of us. And we all know those stories. So there it is, Joe. Pride's a good thing. Excessive pride leads to downfall.
Pride goeth before a fall, as they say. But I know one thing that never causes me to stumble, and that's your words of wisdom, Rabbi. Thanks as always.
And everyone out there watching and listening, be proud of what you represent and what you're doing. And just park away. You want to be careful not to cross the line.